Oh my God. This is our last episode in the
Yes.
first season. I'm
Yes.
sad, excited. We talked about transition last time. I'm feeling some type of way. I don't know about y'all.
Oh my God, yes, that's a transition. It is a transition.
I'm Billy.
Hey, Benji.
Yeah, I just realized I'm getting emotional. Yeah, because so many people have reached out, and when we've been on a break, and we explained that for those of you who have not, seen the show, go back and check what we're talking about. And so they reach out, and I was kind of like surprised and shocked for certain people when they reach out. I was like, oh, you watch the show? I didn't know. So, and then to realize right now, as we're recording this, wait a minute, this is a transition. We're gonna transition because this is the last episode for this season. So we're gonna take also excited because today it will be bringing you what we had promised you from the first day,
Yes.
which is what?
The shout out.
Shout out. And we're gonna go over people looking at the questions, and people who had sent us their shout out until you're there moment. So shout out until you're there. Please watch the first episode. You will see what it is about, why the show came about, and eventually will be an organization. And so we open it up for people to share with us and email us, call us, text us to share their shut up until today moment. And a few have. Shut up until today moment.
It's when I used to watch YouTube and I would be like, why is this person so stingy? What is going on with that person head? Or why is that person talking so much and not, until I got the
The time when you did it with me?
I am not a public speaker. I don't like that. I have my anxiety. I have my overwhelmed moments. You know what I'm saying? I feel all these sensations like I don't want to be there. But being able to sit on that chair and say, shoot, I am there. Let me just shut up until I speak. You know what I'm saying? And so that's my shut up until you're there moment.
Yeah, we do have some shut up until you're there moment that people had, texted us, shared with us, and some of them, and they have realized, which I actually like. And I know one person had contacted Benji. It's like, oh, I didn't realize that until I watched your guys' show. Like, oh, that's my shout out until you're there
Yeah,
moment.
so it was a close family friend who reached out and was like, yeah, my daughter is going through something similar and I don't know how to help her. By watching your show, it educated me, let me know what's going on, and now I can just continue to watch your show and figure out like how to help her with this. And that's exactly what I told her. Of course, I said thank you for the feedback and, in the kind words. And yes, if you continue to watch our shows, you will learn ways to even help yourself too, not just your daughter or your family, other family member who's going through this. So that was really nice to hear. And not to mention, every week I'm getting messages from other people.
Outside of the country too.
Yeah,
I
what's
had people
happening?
and friends are like,
Where's your
okay,
show?
yeah, I
Your mom specifically, are you guys not doing anything more? So,
Which I have to say, I like that part because of situation when so you're with your mom. And oh, by the way, so I would say that I put it out to Benji. It was like, you know, your mom missed the show.
Yes.
I went to her house and I'm like, and your mom was asking for the show. I'm like, you know, she misses the show. She's part of you. She can't wait. So that
Yeah.
was a nice, that was
Yeah,
very
she's
nice
always
thing.
asking for it. And, I just want to say thank you to everyone who reached out to me with the kind words. I read it. I may not always respond just because apparently that's what I do. I don't respond to the text message and shout outs. That's just my problem, okay? It has nothing to do with you guys. It's a
I was gonna say.
Benji's problem. But I
I
just
was
want to
gonna
say thank
say.
you. I read all of them. I may not necessarily reply, but I do read all of them. And of course, Next time when we do more shout outs, we'll have them printed on a paper and we can read them one by one,
mm-hmm.
so that you guys can see that, like, we are not making this stuff up. I mean, some of them we won't be able to read because they're voice messages,
mm-hmm. yeah.
but maybe down the line we could probably even play one or two of those voice messages when the technology would
progress. Technology. Yeah, so we're testing. So let me go through. Well, I think I'll just use initials,
mm-hmm.
right? So someone contacted me and they shout out until the moment, and they were telling me it's when they were younger, which remind me of me when they were younger and they were growing up, and they had this idea of what a relationship
mm-hmm.
should be, will be when they're getting into their relationship. This is how their partner is gonna be, mm-hmm. and this is, and then got into a relationship that is completely different
mm-hmm.
than what they ever thought about, what mm-hmm. they ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
So, and okay, mind you, this is also a client. And the client was saying to me, oh, now I am in this relationship that I hate the relationship, but I love the person. So they fell in love with someone completely the opposite, but only to also find out, therapeutically speaking, it's because of the environment that they were in, and they had this fantasy
mm-hmm.
of what, like, more of an escape,
mm-hmm.
right? This relationship, I don't want. What I see between mom and dad, I don't want. You know, the relationship I see around me, so they created a whole different
yeah.
relationship in world. Their, you know, mm-hmm. world, in their mind.
Mm-hmm.
And so for life, they're going up. This is, you know, the fantasy that, and then boom, the reality wake them up.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in a relationship where the same relationship they used to judge people mm-hmm. for, now they're in that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they listen to Shut Up Until You're There, and they understand it, and they're like, oh,
mm-hmm.
Jema, I need to share this with mm-hmm. you. So that person was okay with me sharing that. I'm not giving names, and I'm going to, because that's how they felt comfortable. So that's the way one of the Shut Up Until You're There moment that person felt. So
mm-hmm. What you're saying connects, because I've worked with a lot of other people and even family member who expect to have this magical relationship. We're supposed to be easy. It's supposed to just be
sorry.
like it's supposed to be like the Cinderella or one of those like fairy tale type of relationship. I'm like, those are not real. They're fairy tales, mm-hmm. right? And a relationship is what you and your partner makes out of it. So when you say that, like, light bulbs went on for me, because I'm like, I work with a lot of individual that thinks the relationship should be as easy as they show on movies and TVs. It would be lovely.
I never thought about issues
yeah.
when we are getting in a relationship.
You know what? That's going to be, for the next season, that's going to be one of the topics. Red flags.
Red flags. Or
deal breakers.
Yeah.
Because exactly what you're saying, we don't say this is it before you get into the relationship. These are my deal breakers.
Yes.
We always think we're going to change the person. But anyway, let's come back. I know you had another shout out until you're there moment. The person who actually contacted you about growing up in Haiti, and they used to get whooped.
Oh, yes, yes. Someone else, I'm just going to keep their names out of it because I forgot to check in with them before I share it. Yeah, so basically what they had shared to me, I'm using they pronouns so that they're not
mm-hmm.
identified easily, but what they have shared with me was that growing up in Haiti, like, I think it was the gentle parenting episode that we did, mm-hmm. and that's when I got that. I was like, all they are used to is corporal punishment mm-hmm. when they get a beating for doing something, and at the time they wouldn't even know that they're wrong. Yeah, they wouldn't even know.
You get
they didn't even know that they did something wrong, and they're getting a beating for it, and they get accustomed to it, and they're like listening to the channel. They're like, I learned so much because I did not know that there was another way to be able to do this. Them as a parent themselves
mm-hmm.
were like, listening to you guys speaking was like, what is this? Like, what are you guys talking about?
Mm-hmm.
So they really enjoyed that episode, and they were like, Yeah, no, that wasn't my experience growing up. And they definitely connected with what we had to say. And they had a lot of positive feedback to say about it. And now it get them to think about, how can I don't repeat the same thing that was done to me? By listening to what we're saying, that was their response.
Yeah. So we go through this. I can link as far as like parenting and all of that. Another acknowledging the shout out to Olivia moment from somebody who contacted us and made me think about it in a way. I'm like, it was very similar to me. And they were like, they couldn't stand when people say, especially female, mm-hmm. I don't want to have kids. I was exactly like that. I could not understand when a female said,
I was like that too.
I don't want to have kids, mm-hmm. right? And, you know what? Point blank, I was judgmental.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you mean? What do you this? What do you that?
But that's how we were raised. We were raised to be a homemaker, a wife,
homemaker.
Yeah. That's how we were raised. Yeah. So when people say that, a female says that they don't want to have children, we're like,
mm-hmm. What's wrong with you?
Then what are you going to do?
Yeah. Yes. As if you're alive, you don't have a life without a kid. So when they, they shut up until you, their moment is more of, they couldn't stand that. And what's similar to me and that, you know, that person is that more of they're realizing there are so many different reasons as to why someone would say, they don't want to have kids. And mm-hmm. we have to respect that, mm-hmm. you know, with that person shut up until you, their moment is, again, as I said, I was very judgmental. I used to be very judgmental with a female. Especially female, mm-hmm. again, culturally, it's not okay for you not to say that.
Mm-hmm.
So my thing is now there are so many, I don't know how some people are going to take what I'm about to say, but that's how I am thinking it. I have a bunch of black boys. That's my point of, you know, being a mother. So one of them, when he's in a situation when he's anxious, he started laughing, he giggles, mm-hmm. you know, he's doing all of this because he's uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm always imagining being stopped by the police, right? And he's looking at the police and started laughing.
Mm-hmm. They're gonna think he's not sober. Bully. No, he's not sober.
Oh, the first thing they're gonna think he's drunk or he's athletic.
Yeah.
Right? So imagine as a mother, and this is the world that I have this type of child in, having six kids with each of them. I have one that has a mouth. I have a daughter that has a mouth. And I have one who's fearless. So when you have them out there, you're always anxious. Mm-hmm. You're not sure exactly what's going to be happening the next time. So to me, if a mother is already, you know, if a female is already aware, this is how I know I'm going to be. And they say, I don't want to go through that. Who am I to say, you cannot say you don't want to have kids?
Mm-hmm.
Right, one of my
shut up
until you there. My one of my sons says he doesn't want to have kids. Now I have to train him to say, please don't say that around typical Haitian. When I say typical Haitian, older Haitian who still have the Haitian mentality, you cannot say you cannot have kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
don't say that around your mom.
Because this first thing is like, what do you mean you don't have a kid? Your mom. They would refer to me, because I have six kids, they would refer to me, to my son, and say, your mom have this, I have that. But I sat down with my son and say, why don't you and I have kids? I remember saying to him, I'm not saying for you to have kids, but I just want to understand why you don't want to have
mm-hmm.
kids.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a child who has been through so much medically. You do know. Do so much. Three strokes by the time he was 13. So all of that. And then he's saying to me, Mom, I don't want to take the chance to have a child who has the same sickness that I do. Who the heck are we to tell him, oh, no, you still have to go do it.
Mm-hmm.
So shut up
until you're there.
Evelyn, if you have any shut up until you're there moment, so we can clear it out.
Yes.
Shout out to somebody special.
Is when we did adjustment, and then one of my co-workers calling me and saying, Verlin, this is so true, because I had to transition from one location to another. So I bought a house, you know, out of my job positions. So I had to drive every morning to come to Boston, and then half of the way I had to drop my daughter to school and find a way to pick up my daughter after school.
Things she didn't know she was gonna do.
She didn't know that. She didn't know that she was going to make adjustments, not only for her in the morning to get to work on time, to take her daughter to school on time, find a way to pick up her daughter in the middle of the way of the day from school, for her to leave her house at 6 o'clock in the morning and get back home at 8 o'clock at night. You know, adjustments throughout the day, throughout the week.
Probably someone who was looking at somebody else doing all this, like, yeah, I'll never do that.
A single mother.
Yeah.
You know, and then I need to think about my self-care. I need to think about my daughter when she says, Mom, I'm tired.
And Mom is tired too.
Mom is tired too. What do I tell her? How do I do that? Hmm. Because now this is a long-term thing.
Yeah, so you have to adjust, and you have to look at people who used to do it, and you look looking at them like,
she had to go so far to buy a house.
Yeah.
There you go. The judgment.
I want the one shut up until you there moment that is like for everyone before they have children is my kid will never touch technology.
Oh, that's for you.
Yeah. If I were my young self, and my old self now will tell that, just okay.
Wait.
Just wait.
So you know what? When you would talk about kids, and I'll use that as the last moment, the last one. There's someone that I know, right? So used to be judgmental about people's kids, because one of the ways that kids learn is to touch.
Mm-hmm.
To touch things, but in Haitian culture,
yeah,
mm-hmm, don't touch that, right? And they brutalize the kids. So this particular person, somebody that I know, any they go to people's house and they looking at their kids touching this. Oh, if it was me, if it was this, if it was that, then they had a kid, very polite. That kid is very polite, very, you know, very mm-hmm well behaved.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember saying to them, "You don't have a kid yet. Mm-hmm. This is not a kid. You don't mm-hmm have." And then boom, they had another one.
Mm-hmm.
That one, they had a kid.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm not saying that because I'm happy in a sense, because I know that most people are going to think, oh yeah, but it was amazing to me even way before Shut Up Until You Dare came about, and looking at them is like, you remember how you,
This is it.
You're living your Shut Up Until You Dare moment.
This is your haha moment.
With that said, so that's all, you know, we can do that here and there, probably a little more in the second season to give you more. But we appreciate all the feedback. We appreciate the people, Sir Manoj, Pastor Ben, and people who've been behind us, supporting us, and our partner on board with us to close that out and coming up. And we have so many other people that we can, Febina and all these people who've been there from the beginning with us, and we thank you. And we will come back in a few weeks with season 2,
mm-hmm,
and with guest speakers with us. And until then, until you know, shut up
until you.